الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فلا إثم عليه إن الله غفور رحيم. In this place, like in many other places in the Quran Sharif, Allah has explained clearly what is haram for man. As far as our eating things, our consumables, what we eat. Here also Allah has explained, and over a few days we discussed all that which is haram. This Allah Ta'ala is also His great kindness, that He has made haram those things for this ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which are harmful for them. When a person consumes any haram, then it becomes part and parcel of his flesh. It comes also in the Hadith Sharif that haram which is in the body, there is only one place of it, and that is the fire of Jahannam. Haram goes to haram. So we have to be very careful, every individual. It is not what the family eats, every individual must be concerned. Not just what we see and think is halal, but everyone must be concerned himself. Otherwise this haram takes a person to Jahannam. This haram, then the desire of ibadat goes out of a person. And commonly we find, even with our youngsters generally, there's this desire and they don't want to come to the masjid. No desire of ibadat. One major cause is what we are eating. And also our akhlaq becomes rotten and terrible. A person's anger, many times a person feels, my anger, why it's not coming under control? We should see what we are eating. If we are fueling the fire, then we can't expect the fire to be extinguished. If we are fueling it, the fire must burn more bigger. So if we are fueling our anger with haram, then this anger of ours is not going to get down. It's going to become worse. The same way, our eyes which are under, out of control, looking at haram things, all that. It is all what we are eating. And when a person's ibadat, he first of all, he doesn't get tawfiq of ibadat. If he does make some ibadat because of haram, it is not accepted. His du'as are not accepted. His akhlaq and character becomes rotten. On the other hand, if a person eats halal, halal takes a person to Jannah. When halal will be in a body, that person will be on his way to Jannah. And in this world also, Allah Ta'ala will make the road of Jannah easy for him. Because of halal, he will have desire of ibadat. And because of halal, his ibadat will be accepted. Du'as will be accepted. And also, his character will be of a superior nature. His anger will come under control. His eyes will come under control. So halal is a very, very important thing, and to stay away from haram is also very, very important for every individual. And yet everyone must see what goes down his throat. What he puts in his mouth, what he puts down, what goes down his throat. Nobody will go in the toilet and eat feces and eat stool from there. Nobody will eat dirt and filth. Haram is more worse than that also. What breaks the laws of Allah is even more worse. And everyone must be concerned for himself what I am eating. And if everyone is concerned, then Allah will make it that halal will become easily available. Otherwise, laws of governments are also becoming more and more that a person has to consume haram. It is up to the individual, and when a person who goes one step towards Allah, Allah comes 100 steps, Allah comes running towards that person. When we earnestly want to eat halal, Allah will make it possible for us. So anyway, the haram has been discussed. Then Allah Ta'ala, in His great mercy and kindness, has made an exception also. That is, when a person is in such a state that he has nothing to eat, but there is only a haram available. And he is so poor, he hasn't got any money, or he's in such a place that there is no halal whatsoever. So a person, Allah Ta'ala says, in such a condition where he becomes helpless, he has got no choice. فمن اضطر پھر جو کوئی بے اختیار ہو جائے a person who's in the condition of اضطرار that is he will lose his life if he doesn't eat there isn't anything for him to eat there is only haram and he has got no choice now but to eat the haram then Allah Ta'ala has made that permissible at that time with two conditions غیر باغیوں ولا عادل نہ تو نافرمانی کرے اور نہ زیادتی and this person is, does not eat disobeying Allah Ta'ala he has to eat it to save his life but he is not eating to disobey Allah and he is not eating for enjoyment that whatever that haram is he is getting enjoyment not for that but just because he hasn't got anything to eat for that while only and only to that limit Allah Ta'ala made it with just two conditions that no enjoyment he takes release in there and he's not transgressing the commands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in that case Allah says fala isma ali phir kuch guna nahi there won't be guna on that person but he only eats so much to keep him alive not at all the stomach full not a near as full stomach also just a little bit just to keep him going until he finds halal and so in that condition Allah Ta'ala has relaxed his law and said you can eat for that little bit and with these conditions that you don't take any enjoyment in that food and this also is now if the guna won't be there but the effect of food will still be there like for example if a person takes this laxative somebody gave him so much laxative that causes his death also but he did not know somebody put it in his food and he died he won't be guilty of suicide that he took so much of that strong laxative that caused him to die but the effect of it will come the effect of the food will still be there so Allah Ta'ala says for a person who will eat with this condition Allah Ta'ala will forgive him there won't be any guna on him but the effect of it will be there but Allah Ta'ala in his great qudrat when a person eats with that with those conditions that he doesn't eat more than what is necessary and he doesn't want to break the law he's feeling the pain in his heart that I have to be eating this haram not that he's enjoying it etc then Allah Ta'ala will even remove that effect and this is very similar and the very same principle applies of taking a photo for a passport for ID etc where you are helpless a person should never take that photo happily in fact when taking the photo the signs on his face must be like a groan like an auntie is not happy about taking the photo not that a person is smiling and is happy is taking the photo that photo will still be haram but that a person was helpless then Allah will forgive that guna of that person but willingly to take photos which has become today unfortunately the norm and especially with so easy to take photos with the phone a person sees anything a cat sleeping nicely he wants to take the photo he sees his child sleeping nicely peacefully and he feels happy or the child is playing or something not only a photo he makes a video out of it this is all totally haram and the harms of it will be very great on that person also so if a person has to take a photo that also غير باغي ولا عاد not that he's enjoying to take a photo not that he wants to break the laws he's helpless and then that to that extent Allah will forgive him the guna is still there but Allah will forgive him he's helpless and Allah Ta'ala is inna Allah ghafoorur rahim beshak Allah bara bakhshne wala nihayat raham meherban undoubtedly Allah is most forgiving ghafoor is the superlative that means extremely extremely Allah Ta'ala forgives and Allah knows exactly what is in the heart whether we ate with enjoyment and we wanted to eat that haram or whether we were helpless completely and we had no choice And whether we were we did not worry whether we are breaking the law of Allah or not, or whether we were concerned about it. And then because Allah is not only Ghafoor, but He is Rahim also. The effects of that guna and that wrong and evil, that also Allah Ta'ala will remove. So food is a very important thing in a Muslim's life. He must be very concerned what he eats. His whole life depends on what he eats. You are what you eat. And then a person must be concerned. And then if unfortunately he becomes helpless, Allah in His great mercy has allowed that little leeway also. That just in order to save your life, you can save this. Just like a person, if somebody forces him and is going to kill him, if he doesn't become a non-Muslim, doesn't say the words of kufr, there also Allah has allowed. Outwardly with your tongue you can say the words of kufr, but in your heart you still got your iman. Otherwise, to say the words of kufr under normal circumstances is totally haram. A person will become a kafir if he says it. But when he's in this helpless condition and they want to kill him and he has got no choice, outwardly he can say the words of kufr, though even there it is better that he dies rather gives his life and gets the position of shahadat and he stays on his iman. Especially for women, if they say these words of kufr, which has happened many places in the world, then afterwards, now they have to outwardly show that they are non-Muslims. They are kept by non-Muslims, whether it was the Sikhs in India or the Hindus or the Serbs in the other parts of the world. Then when a person carries on like that, the children don't know. And the world outward that person is living as a non-Muslim, the children think that that is the way of my mother and they follow. So then we are giving birth to non-Muslim children who grow up as non-Muslims. So rather there, the preferred thing is a person gives his life and he gets the position of a shaheed, but he doesn't give and breed kufr through his children, etc. May Allah give us proper understanding of deen and see the great goodness and benefits of deen for us and for everyone.